Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We talked yesterday mm-hmm. about Israel and what's happening in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, it appears that it has started.
Yeah.
I mean, the election just finished.
Mm-hmm.
We just reelected our president.
Correct.
And it just seems just soon right after,
mm-hmm.
there's been some serious activity in the Middle East. And
mm-hmm.
when I say serious, you know, any activity is serious in the Middle East.
Yeah, right.
But we talked about, and we're going to kind of revisit it here today, that for the first time since 1973 Yom Kippur War, Israel fired warning shots into Syria.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Syria's involved in a year-long conflict. You know, they don't know to call it civil war. It's a civil war to me, you know, but they're fighting among these rebels, and which we allegedly are supplying guns to. I mean, mm-hmm. it's a whole other...
Right. Another story.
Whole nother story, but an important story nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
But, and when apparently a shell came across into the Golan Heights, and it's very serious. And Israel's saying, hey, listen, don't let that stuff come on over here. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Right.
And it's very important when you look at the map of Israel, when you're looking at a map of Israel,
mm-hmm.
Syria is located. If you were looking at a clock, let's say, Syria would be probably around 1 o'clock
mm-hmm.
to Israel.
Right.
Okay? Base yeah. of a clock.
Yeah, right on its northern border.
Yeah, right on the northern border. Shares the border with Lebanon.
Mm-hmm.
And on the southern border, you have Egypt, but right on the south part there, you have Gaza, the Gaza mm-hmm. Strip.
Right.
I believe that's only like 20 miles long and 7 miles wide. That little piece of property is, and what's happening there is causing so much havoc.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, so at the same time that Israel's dealing with Syria and what's happening there in the northern part,
mm-hmm.
with shells coming across, down in Gaza, they have fired over 75 to 100 rockets into uh-huh. Israel.
Oh wow!
And this is really important. I mean, this is like, you know, what's the deal here? You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Right.
So if you're starting to see some sort of escalation now, where there's some activity or something going on there in the north with Syria, and then on the bottom there in Gaza, they're dealing with these rockets that are being blasted. And
mm-hmm.
I love what Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says. He says, listen, we won't sit idly by.
Mm-hmm.
We won't sit idly by. And so they're really, really looking to protect the civilians.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not going to, and they shouldn't. Really, enough is enough. When you talk about tolerance, when you talk about patience, when you talk about being able to speak to, you know, on the world stage, I don't know of another country that has gone through such diplomatic lengths
mm-hmm.
to share with the whole world, to build a case, to present the evidence that, you know, what part are you not getting, world?
Right.
United States, you know?
Right.
That there are people bent on trying to annihilate us.
Mm-hmm.
And they live with terror attacks, you know. I often say that, you know, we didn't really – that word terror attacks did not become really popular, if you will, or well-known
mm-hmm.
until September 11th.
Right.
Think about that. But
yeah,
yet
– right, until it got on our shores and our borders.
There you go.
We weren't too concerned about it, yeah.
Now it's terror.
Yeah.
You know, and it's by no means to you know, lessen what would happen. I mean, you know. But we got to deal with reality.
Mm-hmm.
We got to deal with what's going on. Back up in the Golan Heights, by the way, they're actually telling their citizens to ready their bomb shelters in the event that something does happen. So, you know, Israel's working behind the scenes and getting prepared. And what we can do, what can we do? Because you're looking at, you know, an administration that has not been too friendly to Israel.
Right.
When you're suggesting going back to 1967 border lines, when you never set foot in the actual country of Israel, supposed to be our biggest ally in the Middle East, our only ally in the Middle East,
mm-hmm.
and you visit everyone else, talking about the administration mm-hmm. president here, but visits, mm-hmm. I mean, all these other countries,
mm-hmm.
but you don't land
right.
as president. It's concerning.
Yeah, it's very.
It's concerning. And so what we can do is continue to pray and to stand boldly. Let me tell you, it's not good. In what lies ahead,
mm-hmm.
it's not. I don't believe it's going to be too popular in man's eyes to stand with Israel. It's not now. And I want to encourage you that more than ever, be resolute in your commitment to Israel, resolute for the protection of God's people, the apple of God's eye, mm-hmm. and understand that as Israel goes, so goes the church.
Right.
They are us. They are us. And one of the things that we can't do, we can't get complacent, and we can't desensitize ourselves if we've heard this before, or yeah, Israel, and we just become complacent. You've got to stay sharp. You've got to stay alert. You've got to stay vigilant. You must be aware. We cannot fall asleep like the proverbial frog in the boiling water that right. never jumps out because they fell asleep.
Right.
And I'm telling you, these days, you got to get a slap yourself, buddy. Okay, you got to make sure you got to have a slap yourself. Not slap your mama, but slap yourself, buddy. But you say, listen, if you ever see me falling asleep in the things of God, if you ever see me falling asleep and not being aware of what's happened to Israel, if you see me just going away and straying away and going on the wide road instead of the narrow road, I need you to slap me and wake me up.
Mm.
Not literally, but maybe.
Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes.
Those that now, see now, that's from the Sons of Thunder. They like
that. Slap me, wake me up.
But you know, hey, the truth is that you know what? If you wait, you're bait. You've heard that before, right?
Mm, yeah.
You wait, you're bait.
Mm-hmm.
And you just don't want to wait. You don't want to fall asleep. You don't want to wake up and say, "What's happening? Mm-hmm. What's happening?" While they're, you know, at your door,
right?
And so, we had a segment that we aired not too long ago that I really want to revisit today because I think it really fits exactly what is happening. When we talked about what can you do, stand resolute, stand firm, be bold, stay awake, but also support those organizations. Support those organizations that are supporting Israel.
Right.
Let's listen to this. Israel defends itself and shoots down a drone. This has happened for some military activity prior to this, but there's a prophetic word. What's going to happen if Israel has to fire the first shot?
Well, you know, one of the words the Lord laid on my heart, by the way, the Hugo Chavez won his office. Surprise, surprise. Nothing like cannons pointing at your people.
Oh my God, no.
And he was like, I wonder if I'm going to win or not. Really? Really? You know, and he's doing.
Do you actually think that we believe that you won?
Well, you know, he's doing it through stimulus packages.
Hmm.
He's giving people stuff and things.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, he's maintained. He took over all the oil companies. He took over General Motors. I'm like, oh my goodness. He took over the bank. No, what's the bank? No, I'm talking about Venezuela. Oh my goodness!
Help him out, Pat. Plug him up.
Oh my goodness!
Battery wearing down.
It seems like, you know. Remember they first when President Barack Obama became president, and they went and Hugo Chavez, and he met at this gathering and stuff, and he came out. He says, "Listen, I want to give you my book." And he walks over and gives him his book, and pats him. He says, "We're friends." And he said, "This is what he said recently in an interview." Chavez said. The dictator, he said, I truly believe, well, I know for a fact, if I was under the leadership of President Barack Obama, I would vote for him. And I truly believe that if he was under my leadership, basically, in Venezuela, that he would vote for me. And he's saying, and what you're looking at is socialism, all that whole concept. And when you come to think about it, it all started when Hugo Chavez took over what? BP, or took over the oil.
BP, I believe it is.
Yeah, the oil companies and all that. And
no, sorry, it's not BP.
No, it's not.
No, it's one of those gas companies. I think it's a Citgo or something like that.
Yeah, Citgo.
Yeah, Citgo. The C stands for Chavez oil. And that's how it happens. Government begins to take over businesses. Then they say, you know, we can redistribute. Oh, my goodness. Redistribute the money. And and we can do it better. And pretty soon, we'll always be president because we're the ones controlling the finance. And the, it looks like people with these mechanisms of tyrannical leadership, no matter how passive it is a way of exchanging faith in God for faith in socialism, believing that government is going to take care of us versus God. It's the old SOS message, is it not? Go to VFN-TV and see SOS, A Tale of Two Kings, because that's the very thing that's facing the church. Well, the world's going to buy in. We're not. This is not to the world.
Right.
But the church is not supposed to be like the world. We're not going to. We shouldn't buy into that. But speaking about God's news behind the news, as we're talking about, continuing to talk about Chavez, and bigger than that, is the drone that was flying over Israel.
Yes. Hello. My goodness. I saw that Saturday, I believe it was, where an unmanned drone was shot down by Israel because it was flying over the zone.
Pause for anything about this. You know, don't play around with Israel. Can you imagine, like, you're whistling yourself walking across the border? I'm going to do them in. It's like, you're going to look just like that drone.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what Iran's going to. If you mess with Israel, I mean, was that something? You see it where it shot, and then the plane, it just went straight up, and then the wings caught the pressure of the wind and then pushed itself back up. I'm thinking that, I mean, you got to be a good flyer in aircraft to be able to defend such a small piece of land. I mean, you can't fly 20,000 miles. I mean, you got 60 miles at its widest. You got to shoot. You got to be able to throw your stick up, I guess, and your flaps down, and you got to be able to stop yourself before you end up in Jordan or something. You know,
right?
Exactly. Don't mess that. They were sending a signal. You even peep over these borders, it's over for you.
It wasn't like ting. It was like kashaboom. You know, it was like, oh my goodness.
It's called shock and awe. Watch now.
I mean, Israel's so small. Just go stand on the mountain and look over. I mean, you don't have to send a drone over.
Exactly.
It's very small. Right. I can't believe that was nothing but provoking Israel. And of course, Israel had a good chance to explain how they will respond with that. When you think about Hamas, understand this is the distant, disconnected, but truly connected, alleged military arm of the Muslim Brotherhood. So when you hear that this drone was sent by Hamas in Lebanon, everybody's looking at Iran, not understanding that Iran's supporting Hamas in Lebanon, which is Lebanon, just so you know that. Iran, imagine your body's Israel, that and you're laying down and you're looking straight up to the stars. Well, your left arm would be Jordan and your left arm would be Iran, but Lebanon would be your hair. I mean, they just sent a drone from your hair over you. I mean, it'd be your head, over your head, because it's at the head of Israel. And how horrific that is. And it was that's Iran feeds in, and the Muslim Brotherhood allegedly is their military arm, where they're using to come. So everybody disassociates these things. It's like, no, it's all tied together. First of all, as Christians, we know that it's second heaven, no matter what they call it. You know, you don't wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness, principalities, and spiritual darkness. Ephesians 6:12. It manifests through the way men do it and their own perceptions, because they have their own authorities and they can do different things. But the big thing is, you know, that Hamas is sending this drone. I mean, oh my goodness, that was like, and this is the word the Lord gave me early on, was, I believe that the first time that Israel has to fire one shot one shot because of what we did, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And that one shot with the Hamas being the militant arm of the Muslim Brotherhood, funded by Iran, all Islamic, empowered by our president when he went over, allegedly empowered by our president, when he went over and spoke to the Muslim Brotherhood and empowered them in Egypt, and now they're all over the place, and that's who's trying to take power in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You know, the show that, you know, let's roll. That was it.
Yeah.
And the second they had to shoot that drone down. And drones are not, these are not like little model airplanes.
Right.
We're fighting wars with these drones. They're loaded guns and weapons and cameras. And I mean, it could be a nuclear warhead on a drone. People mm-hmm. are waiting for rockets. It's like, no, it could be a little small drone. They're not really small, but it could be a drone. They have small ones too. They could be flying with a nuclear warhead right over you or some sort of electromagnetic
EMP
or some sort of biological weapons, which are right there in Syria, the largest stockpile, right. And they could have released it right over Israel at that very moment.
Mm-hmm.
This is serious stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we empowered them. Our leadership empowered them over there. Understand this, that in Ezra, and we'll talk more about this in the extra hour, he says the reason why this is all happening is because we've sinned.
Mm.
That God's people, we've sinned.
Right.
And he talks about that the reason why these pagans rule over you and rule over your kings and rule over your priests is because you've sinned. And this is not going to stop until we repent.
Right.
Mm.
It's like playing uncle with God. Listen, he's going to win.
That's right.
He's going to win. And Israel had to defend themselves. They fired the first shot. In America, we talk about the shot that was heard around the world. It was when, you know, the independent, when people were fighting for their independence.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully this week we'll be able to share with you a story about George Washington under original intent. Amazing people. And it's going to take people with the character of a George Washington, a love for God and integrity and understanding of why we can't go that way because mm-hmm. it's going to be very bad for mankind. And it ends bad. It doesn't end well. Mm-hmm. Some of the things that Hitler told the people of Germany to get in power was, hey, they're not paying you enough. You need to get paid more. You're not being taken care of. I'm going to take care of you. I got programs for you. And it ended very horrifically.
Right.
And it ended with a iron wall around part of Germany and with the with God's people being killed and destroyed and put in ghettos. And you know, it doesn't end well.
Mm-hmm. No,
you know, JJ, if you have not yet, you know, listened to Jews and Jesus, the church and Israel, how the ultimate thing is whether the individual knows it or not, at some point it's going to be placed under that. I mean, they're going to have to try to pay Satan off, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. which is the destruction of God's people.
That's exactly right. When you think about this, Pat, Chris, you think about this,
mm-hmm.
the first time, and I believe it's a prophetic word. I truly believe the first time that Israel has to shoot, they've been shooting warning shots.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
here recently, but the first time that they have to send the first shot to defend themselves,
right.
it's really going to be the beginning.
Yeah, it's not going to be good.
It's not going to be good. And you look back. I mean, what brought it to this point? What policies? What has this nation, this administration, been doing
mm-hmm.
in the background that's allowed this to get to this point?
Right.
You know, I mean. It's the attacks are coming from all different ways, and I love what the Prime Minister is saying. I mean, he's saying we're ready for our response.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're ready to go, but yet you know this, when the whole world is against you,
mm-hmm.
when the whole world, you know, you have to be ready. Mm-hmm. You don't have to get ready. It's called we stay ready.
Right.
We stay ready so we don't have to get ready.
That's right.
So. We can't fall asleep. You know, when those, what they have a the Israel Defense Forces, they have this, what do you call it, anti-missile, they call it the Iron Dome, the anti-missile, anti-dome thing. But they, what it is that it mm-hmm. intercepts the missiles, and they were able to intercept some missiles that were fired over. And so they have technology, they have, you know, committed soldiers. But you know what? We don't want to lean on the strength of men.
Right.
And certainly they don't want to be forced to play that hand.
Right.
But you got to look at the radical Islam
mm-hmm.
and the fact that they're trying to annihilate the Jews. And we're next. Christians are next.
That's right.
And Jews and Jesus. Listen, if you haven't heard Jews and Jesus, it's going to give you a JJ. It's going to give mm-hmm. you a really good perspective. I really, really encourage you. Go to the BFN Torch. Type in JJ. And you'll get a better perspective on really what is happening, what's going on, and the depth of where this hatred is coming from,
mm.
and how more than ever we cannot bury our head in the sands. We have to be alert. We have to be awake. We have to be vigilant. We have to be prayerful, and we have to depend on God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, total dependency upon God is, you know, no other way.
Right.
And so, keep Israel in your prayers. You know, there's ministries like KUFI, Christians United for Israel.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not a member, if you don't know anything about KUFI, go to the website.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to Google and type in.
Well, actually, you can get to it from VFNTV.com. There's a link directly on the right there.
That's right. That's right. VFNTV.com. Go directly to the link. I wasn't sure if that was funky. It is up. Good.
Yeah, it's up.
So you can go there. As well as, you know, we do have friends in Israel, you know, the Duget Ministry with Avi.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that they're on the front lines. Pray for their safety and pray that the kingdom of God advances in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Israel's hope is going to be when they turn to Jesus.
Right.
And we have Jewish brothers and sisters that have been ministering long and hard and are working in that land and that territory among the Jewish people. Pray for the salvation of the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Pray that our brother's eyes will be opened, and if our blessing we have now is when their eyes are closed, imagine the blessing we're going to have when their eyes are open.
Right.
And so it's to our benefit to pray for them and to hold them up,
mm-hmm.
and also too, when you see a Jewish American in your community, I encourage you, take the time. You know, I live in an area where there's a lot of Jewish Americans, and on the Sabbath. Oftentimes you see them walking to the temple, and
mm-hmm.
I'll pull on over on the side of the road, and just, or I might see them in the store. I let them know, hey, listen, I'm a Christian,
mm-hmm.
and I stand with Israel, and I just wanted you to know that. And oftentimes they're just taken aback. That alone, I believe, many times would be a strong witness. Just a kind word and let them know that, hey, you're not alone. A lot of them, believe it or not, in my experience, are surprised and if they become open and start to share some of the things like KUFI and different organizations of Christians that are, they are absolutely blown away of that type of love and that type of commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Many Jews in Israel know that it's the Christians that stand with them,
right.
but a lot more are knowing, and you can play a role in that.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.